In this lesson, we're building one of the most classic sounds in jungle and old school DNB, a reese bass with reedal pressure, movement, and attitude. And just to be clear, this is not about making the loudest bass possible. That's the trap. In drum and bass, a bass patch can sound massive on its own and still completely fall apart in the mix. So today we're going to shape a reese that works with the kick, the snare, the breakbeat, and the sub. That's where the real weight comes from. We are working in Ableton Live 12, using stock devices only, so this is beginner-friendly, but the end result can still sound proper and heavy. First, set your tempo somewhere around 172 BPM. That's a really solid middle ground for old-school jungle and DNB. If you want that classic rave pressure, 172 is a great place to start. Now set up your tracks. Keep it simple. Drum sub bass reese mid bass and an FX or atmosphere track if you want one. This separation is important. A lot of beginners try to make one bass patch do everything, but in DNB that usually causes trouble. The sub should stay solid and boring in a good way. The reese should bring the movement and character. That way each layer has a job, and the mix stays clear. Let's build the reese first. On your reese track, load Waveatable. If you prefer analog, that can work too, but Waveatable is very easy to control for this sound. Start with two oscillators, both set to saw waves or something saw-like. The saw shape is a classic starting point because it gives you that rich, dense harmonic content that the reese sound is built on. Now detune the oscillators slightly against each other. Don't go wild yet. You want movement, not chaos. A small amount of detune is enough to create that beating, swirling energy. Think thick, not seasick. If you use unison, keep it modest. 2 to 4 voices is plenty for now. Too much unison can make the bass feel huge in solo, but blurry in the track. Here's the important idea. The reese is not just a big tone. It's moving harmony. That movement is what gives jungle bass its tension. Now shape the sound with the filter. Inside Waveatable, add a low-pass filter and start with the cutoff fairly low. You can bring it up by ear later. Keep resonance modest. We're not trying to whistle or scream here. We just want to tame the top and give the sound a tighter, more usable shape. Then adjust the amp envelope. Keep the attack very fast, almost instant. Decay can be short to medium. Sustain can sit fairly high if you want a steady note, and release should be short enough that the notes don't blur into each other. This is where note length starts to matter. In DNB, short, intentional notes often work better than long blurry ones, because the breakbeat needs room to breathe. A reese that's too smooth can kill the groove. You want pressure, but you also want space. Now for the big mixing move, split the sub and the reese into separate layers. On a new MIDI track, load operator and make a clean sine wave sub. Keep it mono. This sub should be simple, stable, and emotionally boring. That's a compliment. The sub is the foundation. It's not the flashy part. Play the same notes as the reese, or just the root notes if you want to keep it even cleaner. The goal is for the sub to own the true low end, while the reese focuses on the mid-range attitude. Back on the reese track, high pass it somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz. That keeps it out of the sub zone and stops it from fighting the kick and low bass. That one move alone can make a huge difference. A lot of muddy DNB bass comes from one patch trying to cover the whole spectrum. Split the rolls and the mix opens up fast. Next, add EQ 8 after the reese. Use it to clean up the patch for the full track. High pass it if you haven't already. If the bass feels muddy, make a gentle cut somewhere around 180 to 350 Hz. That's a common problem area in jungle and DNB, because the reese, the snare tail, and the break's room tone can all pile up there. If the sound gets harsh or plasticky, try a small dip around 2 to 5 kHz, and if the bass feels too dull after the filtering, a small boost in the 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz range can help, but keep it subtle. The big teacher tip here is this. In DNB, cutting bad frequencies often makes the bass feel bigger than boosting good ones. Less clutter equals more power. Now let's add some attitude. Put saturator after EQ8. Start with just a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on if needed. That adds density and helps the bass feel more upfront. If you want a grittier edge, try overdrive or drum bus instead. But be careful. Too much drive or boom can smear the low end and mess with the kick. Especially for a beginner, subtle is usually better than extreme. You can also add a bit of chorus ensemble or auto filter movement. Keep the chorus mix low, around 10 to 25%. So it adds width without making the sound unstable. Or automate the filter slowly over time, so the reese opens and closes across a phrase. That kind of movement is really important in old-school rave and jungle. It keeps the sound alive without needing a bunch of extra notes. Now let's talk about stereo width. The low end needs to stay controlled. If the bass is wide down low, it can disappear in mono, and that's a disaster on a club system. So keep everything below roughly 120 Hz in the sub layer only. The reese can spread out in the upper mids, but the true low end should stay focused and mono. Use utility if you need to manage width, and check your bass in mono regularly. If it falls apart in mono, you've probably got too much phase-heavy movement or too much low-frequency sitting in the reese layer. This is one of the biggest differences between a cool sound design trick and a usable club bass. Now let's write a simple bass line. Keep it rhythmically simple to start. Think in a 4-bar loop. Let the bass answer the drums rather than fighting them. A good beginner pattern might be one root note on the downbeat in bar 1, a short response note after the snare in bar 2, a longer held note in bar 3 for pressure, and a little variation or pickup in bar 4. That call and response feeling is classic jungle. The bass doesn't need to play constantly. In fact, leaving space makes the groove hit harder. Let the drums breathe. Let the snare speak. Then bring the bass in at the right moments. A very important habit here is to use the drum loop as your reference, not the synth solo. If the reese sounds amazing by itself but buries the snare or weakens the break, it's not serving the track yet. Now add some automation. A simple move is to start the drop with the filter a little more closed, then open it over the first couple of bars. That creates a nice tension and release shape. You can also increase saturation a little in the second half of the drop, or widen the reese as the section grows. You don't need to automate everything at once. In fact, one good automation move can often be stronger than 5 dramatic ones. You can even mute the reese for half a bar before it comes back in. That little absence can make the return feel much bigger. In dance music, space is power. Now group the sub and reese into a bass group if you want to keep things organized. Put a Q8 on the group if needed, and only add light compression if the group really needs it. Don't crush it. Overcompressing DNB bass can flatten the groove and remove the energy from the drums. Now listen to the full loop with kick, snare, breakbeat, sub, and reese. Ask yourself a few questions. Does the snare still punch through? Does the kick still feel clean? Is the sub solid and steady? Does the reese add tension without swallowing the mix? If the answer is no, start by adjusting volume before you reach for more plugins. Lower the reese if it masks the snare. Lower the sub if the kick loses impact. Balance first, processing second, and always check in mono. That's not optional in this style. If it sounds heavy in mono, you're on the right track. Here's the bigger idea behind this lesson. In jungle and old school DNB, the bass is not just one sound. It's a roll system. The sub gives low-end support. The reese gives attitude and movement. The drums give the energy and swing. When all three work together, the track feels bigger, darker, and more professional. For your practice, try building a 4-bar loop at 172 BPM with a sine sub, a detuned saw reese, a high pass on the reese, a little saturation, and one simple filter or automation move. Then loop it with a breakbeat, and see how it feels when the bass is supporting the drums instead of fighting them. If you can get it sounding heavy, danceable, and clean in mono, even with just stock Ableton devices, then you've nailed the core skill. In the next step, you can take the same idea and push it into darker rollers, more aggressive rave pressure, or even a more melodic old-school jungle drop. But the foundation is this: clean sub, moving reese, smart carving, and space for the break. That's the formula.